A very good morning to you all. Good. It's exciting to be here. Though this morning I'm really overcome with emotion when I saw one friend of mine called it the supernatural synchromatch, when God begins to do in one end of the world what he's doing in the other end. It's amazing to see what God is leading you to doing. And I'm overcome with emotions just to see that God is doing a great work. And may God bless you. May God lead you. May God guide you. That I strongly believe we can be down here in the cities, and we try to do things, and yet those in the occult and in all these other false religions and demonic entities are busy in the mountains casting spells and everything else down here. And we need to be able to go and pull down every evil altar and establish the altar of the Lord. So it's exciting. May God continue to lead you with your team. We from this day we will pray for you. Now that we know you are busy with something of the Lord. God bless you. Amen. I know Dr. Harry is in the same place with me as we see that thing that the Lord has deposited into our hearts years back. And we are seeing a culmination of that as God begins to move things into align with his end time purpose. So I'm excited that God has been faithful over the years. And I'm counting on you, like she's talking about 2, 2, 2, so that we can be like Jesus sent them 2 by 2. And we are excited that he is connecting us and continues to work in us. God bless you. This time around, I'm with my wife. Some people do not know my wife. Can you come, please? This is my beautiful wife. Of course, she is my life. God is good and God is faithful. So she's here and she prays for me and she makes sure everything is okay with us. God bless you. Amen. And also we are a huge tribe that God is raising with a kingdom DNA, like he says. And I've got that part of that tribe here. Can we stand up, all that belong to the tribe? Awesome. Thank you very much. God bless you. So that the people can also see what God is doing. Now, my daughter had it in herself. She was saying, "Daddy, can you correct the record? I'm not saying people should come to Zimbabwe, but I'm just saying what the Lord is saying, that for you to shoot far in the south, you must stretch a little bit back. That the degree to which you pull back is the greater the extent of your shoot." Are you together? So this is a burden of the prophetic that the Lord put in her life concerning the North Gate. That in the North Gate we must be able to pull back like with an arrow. Remember, in the Bible, the Lord calls the king to shoot. Okay? So the king had to shoot. So we must be able to understand in the prophetic, so that we are able to align properly with what God is saying. Okay? So our God is good. We again this morning, the Lord has spread a table for us, and I'm excited to be here with you. Thank you all for your love. We have had the wonderful fellowship with you this weekend, and you know, the radiance of your love and the time we shared together in the house of God and in your homes. May God richly bless you. We appreciate your love, and we appreciate what God is doing, that He has been doing over the years. Amen. Now we want to go into the Word of God, and I share those things that the Lord has put in my heart for you this morning. Amen. Now, I want you to know that it is a time where we must surrender completely to the purposes of God, to Jesus, so that His kingdom may take roots in our hearts. You know, His kingdom doesn't want to compete with anything in you. God wants the seat at the center of your heart. Let nothing share that with God, with Jesus. He needs it totally for Himself. So we want to look into the Word of God and allow God to speak to us. Amen. I'm going to ask Brian to read the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Are we together, people of God? Yeah. You know, we have got a lot of people who at times always want to try and imitate everything. And very soon somebody who reads the Bible for him. That is not the point. That is not the point. You know, it's like one way or the other, I need extra light to read in the Bible. So God has given me a son who has got sharp eyesight, who can do that for me. Amen. Praise God. So, go for it. We are reading from Daniel chapter 2. Yes. From verse 30. You forgive us because we are going to read a little bit more than we have been reading all these days. Okay?
Daniel chapter 2 from verse 30. But as for me,
okay, can we have a little bit of the volume? I want everyone to hear where we are reading from and what is being read. The Bible says, you know, blessed is he that reads these words in Revelation. So there is a blessing of reading.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting the
blessing. So I've got a bias towards him that he can always get the blessing of reading the word.
Thank you. Thank you, Daddy. Daniel chapter 2 from verse 30. But as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living.
Now, Daniel is explaining. When God revealed what he had caused Nebuchadnezzar to dream about, Daniel is saying it has got nothing to do with him. Okay? He's not wiser than everybody else. But he's just, you know, putting things in the proper perspective. Okay? Right.
But for our sakes, who make known the interpretation to the king?
Yeah.
And that you may know the thoughts of your heart.
Right.
You, O king,
right,
were watching, and behold, a great image. This image whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. Was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of gold, while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron clay, broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream. Now we will tell you the interpretation of it before the king. You, O king, are a king of kings. For the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or where the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. But after you shall arise another kingdom, inferior to yours, another kingdom, then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything. And like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and toes partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. Yet the strength of the iron be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings,
in the days of these kings, okay,
the God of heaven will set up a kingdom.
The God of heaven will set up a kingdom
which shall never be destroyed.
Which shall never be destroyed.
And the kingdom shall not be left to other people.
The kingdom shall not be left to other people.
It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms.
It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms.
And it shall stand forever.
And it shall stand forever. I enjoy that. Thank you, Brian. Alright. And the kingdom. Amen. Now we are talking of the authority of the kingdom. And God visited Nebuchadnezzar in a dream. Okay? And when God visited Nebuchadnezzar in a dream, the next morning he woke up, he couldn't remember what he had dreamt about. Neither could he have an explanation of the dream. Hello? Like in our world today, things are happening and a lot of us cannot even tell how it is going to end. You know, the Bible says in the days of this particular kingdom. This particular kingdom is a kingdom that is being described as a kingdom that the feet of this image represents a kingdom which is partly of iron and partly of clay, trying to forge a kind of unity. But as iron and clay cannot mix, it will never work out. So don't ever dream that what the Donald Trumps and all these other guys are trying to do, whatever they are doing, it is not going to be strong. And then God says, as we are in that, God is busy with the kingdom. Hallelujah. He is busy with a kingdom, and this kingdom, now I want you to understand, and this kingdom that he is busy with, we understand that there is a rock which was cut without hands. And this rock came and hit the image on its feet and destroyed the feet, and then everything crumbled until everything became like chaff and was blown all over the world. Are you listening to me? And now, when Jesus came over 2,000 years ago, it was an invasion of the kingdom of heaven, invading the kingdoms of this world. Yes. Remember what it says in Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall rise up in our midst as a tender plant on dry ground. You see, when Jesus came, they never realized that he was coming to establish a kingdom that is going to overtake the kingdoms of this world. And that process already started over 2,000 years ago. And over throughout all the ages, even in the dark ages, they tried to destroy the church of Jesus Christ, but they have failed. They did murder all his disciples, and they went throughout all the ages trying to silence the voice of the church, but they have failed. Lo and behold, we are still here today, and we are still preaching the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are we together, people of God? Can somebody hear me? So when Jesus came, he came into this world as a baby. Huh? When he was born by Mary. Okay? And the devil knew that he has come to take over. Regardless of the fact that he was a baby, he failed to kill him. He failed to kill Jesus Christ. Why? Because God was establishing his kingdom. He would have all in his power if he had, you know, if it was possible, he could have killed Jesus as a baby. But then what did God do? He told the parents that this one would want to kill the boy. Take the boy and go to Africa. And go to Africa. And go to Africa. I believe this is the day of Africa. Because Africa can preserve that which God wants to be preserved. I believe that Africa has got a place in God's heart, which causes Africa to be a place where God preserves everything about his kingdom. Yeah. Check it out in all your Bible. Even when there was hunger in all the world, and God, where did he lead Joseph to? To Africa. To Egypt. And the whole posterity was saved in Africa so that the purpose of God can come to pass. We are not here by accident. We are here by divine appointment. It is time. I want to declare this morning that there is a sound from Africa that is rising up, and it is going to shake the entire world. Why? Because the King of Kings, hallelujah, is working in Africa. This is why we are not intimidated. Hallelujah. You see the confusion that is happening in the West. Huh? In the church in the West, there is a lot of confusion that is happening. Many great names have been shaken. We are not enjoying it when we see the shaking. But we are careful to observe what God is doing. Remember, in all the chaos, God will always have a work, a way to work. In these kingdoms that have been discussed, the first one is the kingdom of Babylon, which Nebuchadnezzar was part of. And his kingdom was very strong. It is the one that is described as the head of gold. It was very strong, and he was ruling all the world. And this is why God had to communicate and speak to him. But the problem is, because Nebuchadnezzar is not of God, he cannot understand this thing. He needs somebody in whose life is the Spirit of God to be able to decode and reveal to him the dream and its meaning. So after Nebuchadnezzar, then came the kingdom of Medo-Persia. Hello? And in that kingdom, you know, this other first kingdom of gold, we have Nebuchadnezzar. The kingdom of Medo-Persia, who do we have? We have a man like Alexander, whom we call Alexander the Great. We have studied him in history. And history is not just history. You begin to see that God was working in all that time. After Medo-Persia, we come to the Greek world, which has formed what we are dealing with at this time. Some of us are so much caught up in the Greek mentality. You know, the Greek mentality is always about reason. And most of us are dominated by that. If it doesn't make sense to us, we chuck it out. It's not of God. You can never put God in a box and begin to say this is how God works. You cannot work like that. Don't ever try to do that. This is why some of these denominations, this time around, God is going to destroy them. Because we are trying busy to cage God and begin to say, we know how this thing works. Who are you to have come to the standard of the measure of the wisdom of God so that you can know how God operates? Get ready, because what we call church today, it's nothing near what God is about to do now. The way you do church, God is going to change this whole thing. I'm telling you, He's changing this whole thing. He did it on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. They had a way in which they were going to the synagogues, and a way in which religion was being done, and a way in how these things were done. But lo and behold, when the Spirit of God came, the Bible says He came and as a mighty rushing wind, and tongues as of fire separated and set among each one of them. And every one of them was filled with the Holy Ghost and started speaking in other tongues. Where had they experienced church like that? And God is coming to the church in these days. Get ready. The church is not African. The church is not Africana. The church is the church. Jesus Christ got back to the church. It's not anybody's idea. It's not man's idea. Upon this rock, will I build my church? Will I build my church? No man builds the church. But He builds His church in the way that He wants. We have attracted a lot of things that we think it's church. And we fight over those ones. Why are they doing this? Church is not like that. Look at those that had gathered in Jerusalem at that time. Because it was a religious festive season. Are you listening to me? They looked at them whilst they were filled of the Spirit of God and they were speaking in other tongues. And the Bible says they started mocking and saying they are drunk. They had never seen something like that. And we must get ready, because something we have never seen is going to hit us in the name of Jesus Christ. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered in the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. You know, when I say thank God, I put every part of my previous experience away because I do not want it to come between me and what God is doing. Hello? Are we together, people of God? So, when Jesus came, he came as a stone that is cut without hands. Are you listening to me? Which means this thing that is going to happen, it doesn't take any man's hand. It is a thing of God. And remember our key scripture. If you read down, Jesus goes to a place where he says, I'm sending you out as sheep among the wolves. How many know the preacher that I love most? How many know? John, you know. Who is that? Real donkey. And he had this to say. He says, when I read that, I was afraid in the first place that we are being sent as sheep among wolves. And then God has to change his perspective. And he says, he realized that this time, it's not the wolves that are on the offensive. It is the sheep. Because he is sending the sheep among the wolves. So it is the sheep which is on the offensive. It is the sheep which is attacking the wolves. Are you listening to me? So when Jesus came, he came in that fashion. This is why in passages of the Bible, you see he is depicted as the Lamb of God. Are you listening to me? But what that Lamb is able to do will surprise everyone. This is why humility is very key in the kingdom of God. Because humility is the ability to control power. So he comes. Hallelujah. Like the Lamb of God. And what happens? He allows them to arrest him. And he demonstrates to them that if he wants, he can deal with them. Because he says, when they came and they said, we are looking for Jesus, he says, I am him. And they fell down. And they woke up again. And those guys were very courageous. they left him again. And he says, who are you looking? And he says, it's me, I'm him. And they fell down. And eventually, he allowed himself to be arrested by them. That's humility. And they took him to the cross. That is humility. He even said, if I had wanted, I was going to ask the Father and he sent angels and deal with all these other guys, with all these guys. But he says, no, he has to submit to the will of the Father. This is the problem we have in the church. There is no humility. This is why there is a lot of fighting. Because some people will say, I must give them a piece of my mind. You think Jesus didn't have a piece of the mind? Huh? He did. But all the same, he went to the cross and he died. Yesterday, John spoke strongly about what the Son of Man went through during that time when they had to judge him and beat him, gave him slashes, and He went to the cross and he died and they buried him. And on the third day, he rose. Hallelujah. And when he rose, he has established a kingdom. And this kingdom shall not be destroyed. And this kingdom is overtaking. This kingdom is taking over. And he says there in the book of Luke chapter 10, he says, when you guys were ministering, I saw Satan fall from heaven down to earth. And I want to declare to you that the devil is going down. It doesn't matter what is showing forth in our time. Everything is going down because he has given us authority to deal with all those kind of things. Hallelujah. When he sent them, he says, go and preach and say, the kingdom is at hand. And he says, what are the signs that the kingdom is at hand? Huh? Heal the sick, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Are you listening to me? The kingdom of Jesus Christ is not negotiating with demons. There's no negotiation. It is a power encounter. Are you listening to me? And this morning, we are here for a power encounter. Are you listening to me? For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he may destroy all the works of the devil. And as I stand here with the Spirit of God in my life, I'm declaring warfare to everything of the devil in your life. Whatever disease, whatever demon, whatever spirit from the pit, I declare and say, before this day is over, everything of the devil is under our feet. Hallelujah. It is under our feet. I want you to tell your demons, the day is over. We are serving notice to you right now. Every spirit that is fighting with your children, every spirit that is fighting with your marriage, every spirit that is fighting with your finances, every spirit that is fighting with whatever you're involved on, we are serving a notice right now. We cannot laugh and sit and relax when the devil is destroying the world with drugs. Are you listening to me? Because he has given us authority. Hallelujah. I believe like Jesus. Read it carefully. The first place he went to cast out the devil was in the synagogue. It was in the synagogue. Because there was this woman who was bound by the devil. And as Jesus walked into the synagogue, he sees this woman. And they made an issue with him. They watched him to see what he was going to do on the Sabbath. And his argument was I going to watch this daughter of Abraham being tormented by the devil? No, we are not going to watch. I am not just going to watch and see your life tormented by the devil. And the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I will declare like Yeshua, but the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has tormented me. To heal the sick, to raise the dead, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are bound by the devil, that are bruised by the enemy, and to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Are you listening to me? And if you are here, I am telling you, we are declaring warfare on the war of the devil in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I was with some guys. He says to me, back then in Zimbabwe we had not experienced, what happens in the rehabilitation center. So, a friend of mine, he had promised me that he was coming to this conference, but he takes me to a farm where they had this rehabilitation center, and there were some guys in there. And he says to me, Apostle Jaka, this is where we are helping these guys. They are bound. They need he says, let me use his terminology, they are coming along. Meaning that they are getting, they are coming out of drugs slowly, slowly. And I'm coming there. I've never seen this. And the Spirit of the Lord God started stirring up in my heart. And I said, sir, there is nothing like coming along. Because the Bible says, when the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. I don't fight with medical science. It is human effort in trying to elevate our problems. But I've got news for you. We have that which is more than medical science, which is the anointing of God. It can give us results instantly. Are you listening to me? And then I'm in that place. He says, Apostle, he's talking, and he realizes I'm not listening. I wasn't listening to him because something was stirring up in me. Because I know when the enemy shall come up like a flood, when the enemy comes out, the Spirit of the Lord God, like a flood, raises a standard. A standard was being raised. And I told him, but oh God, I want to lay my hands upon all these guys. I want to lay my hands upon these guys because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me. To set the captives free, and these people are bound by the devil, and they will be set free. And he said, okay, bring them out into a hall. And they came into the hall, laid hands upon them in the name of Jesus, declaring their freedom, And then we did our conference, and after the conference, he comes up to me and he says, I don't know whatever you did with those people. For the first time, there are no fights in there. For the first time, none of them has tried to break out. For the first time, they are coming to prayer, and they are very well behaved. And God has touched these people. Are you listening to me? The Spirit of the Lord God. Some of these things we are struggling with, the Spirit of the Lord God can fix instantly. Because the Anointed One, Jesus Christ, our spirits are united with Him. As He is, so are we. Are you listening to me? As He is, so are we. And I've discovered that. Brian, can you just read for us? One last scripture, please. John chapter 4. Chapter 3, verse 18. John. John, your name. That's where we are. John chapter 3, verse 18.
John chapter 3, verse 18.
Yeah.
No one has ascended to heaven.
No one has ascended to heaven.
But he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man.
Now watch that.
Who is in heaven?
He's talking to Nicodemus, but he's saying, I'm in heaven. Can you read it again? Because I can see some of these Africana faces that this one is. They've missed it.
No one has No one has ascended to heaven.
No one has ascended to heaven.
But he who came down from heaven.
But he who came down from heaven.
That is the Son of Man.
That is the Son of Man.
Who is in heaven.
Who is in heaven? Who is in heaven? Can somebody read in Afrikaans? This is what I do when I'm in Mozambique. I always read in English and then we read in Portuguese. So that the Portuguese guys can understand. John chapter 3 verse 18 in Afrikaans. Yeah, I want some Afrikaner good voice. You know, Afrikaans is the language of heaven. So we want to hear the sound of heaven. 13. 1:3. Yes.
Can I read? Well done, well done. Can I read? En niemand het opgevaar in die hemel nie, behalwe hy wat uit die hemel neergedaal het, namelijk die seun van die mens wat in die hemel is.
Huh? But in die hemel is.
And what in the hemel is, that is in the heaven.
Which means Jesus was in heaven. And yet at the same time on earth, talking to Nicodemus. And as he is he in heaven, so are we. Which means as I'm preaching for you right now here, I'm seated in the heavenly places. I'm right there. So I'm not waiting to die and go to heaven. Are you listening to me? I'm not waiting to die and go to heaven. I'm already in heaven. Because death is not my savior. My savior is Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? So I'm not waiting to die for me to go to heaven. I am in heaven. In me, heaven and earth are connected. So when I begin to operate on earth, I take the resources of heaven and begin to change the earth. So in heaven there is no rehabilitation center. I don't have an issue with rehabilitation center. I can even refer people to a rehabilitation center. But when this thing is on me like now, I'm not referring anybody to rehabilitation center. I want everybody to come under the anointing. For in that day, his yoke shall be taken off your shoulder and his off your neck and his burden off your shoulder because of the anointing. Come on now. Are we together? Now I want everybody struggling with any kind of addiction, and that one which you spoke about, who is bound by the spirit of suicide and everything, that have we struggled with anything from the pit of hell. This is your day. Today is your day of salvation. Are you listening to me? Are we together? Can we all stand to our feet? Because we want to spend a little bit of time praying with people. We want the resources of heaven. To change your story. Are you listening to me? We want the resources of heaven to change somebody's story. And I already made a call that you are struggling with any kind of addiction. You are struggling with some disease. You are struggling with a condition. You are struggling with whatever it is. Your children are leaving home. Are you listening to me? They are no longer in the home. You see them rarely because they are spending time somewhere. And you are saying, today is my day. Please come to the front. Walk to the front. This is your time. come to the front. You want Jesus to change your story. The devil is messing up with your life. The devil is messing up with your children. The devil is messing up with your business. The devil is messing up with Shabaraba Sakaya Taraba. Ritaba Sakatariandarabaka. We have the resources of heaven to change your story. Your story changes today in the name of Jesus. Let the kingdom of heaven invade the circumstances of your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When we minister like this, there is a cloud that comes over the meeting. So if you can't come here, don't drag me by the car park and say, please pray for me. No. It's happening right here, right now. And we have opened this altar for you so that you can come. We call this the pulpit, where we pull people out of the pit. Are you listening to me? Where we pull you out of the pit in the name of Jesus Christ. Shabarabakasaka. Dr. Harry, here we are. Let us minister to the people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The resources of heaven are here. Jesus Christ. As He is, so are we. Come on, receive. 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 Allow the Anointed One of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, to touch you, to touch your life. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus.